Biofuel supporters thankful for the EPA. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The Environmental Protection Agency has made biofuel supporters thankful this holiday by raising its renewable fuel standard volume requirements for 2017. That's above this year's levels and in some cases above what EPA had proposed back in May. USDA's Gary Crawford reports.
We are very pleased and very thankful going into Thanksgiving Day.
Renewable Fuels Association President Bob Dineen's reaction to Wednesday's EPA announcement upping the renewable fuel standard mandates for biofuel production and use in 2017 by a total of over a billion gallons to over 19.2 billion, with conventional corn ethanol coming up at the congressionally mandated 15 billion gallons. And Dineen told us,
"We think it reflects the USDA's role in encouraging the agency to recognize that there's no reason not to go to 15 billion gallons for conventional biofuels."
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has been spearheading support to get more gas stations to offer higher blends of ethanol beyond the usual 10%, saying a healthy ethanol industry has many benefits.
Jobs, more stable farm prices, and less reliance on foreign oil and cleaner air.
And Bob Dineen told us the EPA decision
sends such a positive signal to the marketplace.
Positive for future investment and research. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And corn and soybean farmers like Keith Fowler in Weakley County agree that raising the renewable fuel standard should be good for everyone.
Having less dependence on foreign oil, I mean, we're replacing it with a renewable energy source. So like I say, that we have things like this and increase the demand for a product, and that really all goes back to helping the bottom line of the local farmer.
EPA estimates that the E85 supply will increase by 40% next year to 275 million gallons. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.